The days are coming. As I said last week, we have begun a brand new year in the Christian calendar. We ended it with the pinnacle of Christ the King Sunday. And we turn a page a little bit different than everybody else, I guess, into a new year beginning with days of repentance. Repentance not meaning kick yourself in the rear, not meaning beat yourself over the head, but meaning instead turn toward the light. Turn toward the source of your strength. Turn toward the one who has come and is coming. It's Advent, folks. Let's treat these days just a little differently. Let's walk to the beat of a different drummer. Let's pay attention to what God may be saying to us as one year changes to another. Now, Advent as a season has its own songs to go with it. And you will note in your hymnal there is a whole Advent section. We know some of the songs in that Advent section, but certainly not all. And we are really anxious to get to the Christmas songs, aren't we? Aren't you ready to sing some of those songs? We only get a small portion of time. If we were strictly operating to the church calendar like some more liturgical churches do, we would not enter into any of these songs until Christmas Day. But we're not quite that way, are we? But still, it's good to pause and treat each day a little bit different. Now, speaking of songs, would you take out your hymnal? It's right there in front of you. Find the last hymn in that hymnal. As soon as you found it, tell me what it is. What number is it, first of all? 658. And Beth, what is it? She hasn't gotten there yet. What? All praise to thee, my God. Do you notice anything familiar in that song? Anyone? Any words that are familiar? The fourth verse. What is the fourth verse? What do we often call that? Different tune, but what do we call that? The doxology. This is where the doxology came from, folks. It's written by a fellow by the name of Tom Ken. He was a teacher in a boys' school in England, trying to get a bunch of boys to pay attention. And so one of the things he did was he came up with a song. And this song was actually much longer than this. And it had specific verses that were to help boys, and I guess boys back then maybe operate a little bit differently than they do now. I mean, they weren't there with their fingers attached to certain things in front of them. But part of it involved a discipline of having morning, midday, and night devotions. And if you will note, these particular words are actually ones for the night devotion, because this is in the Days of Life evening section in our hymnal. All praise to thee, my God, this night, for all the blessings of the light. Keep me, O keep me, King of Kings, beneath thine own almighty wings. This was part of the night devotion. Now, in many traditions, there is not just a bedtime discipline. There is a wake up in the middle of the night discipline. Now, this is not one I regularly practice, except when God wakes me up. Do you ever have those moments in time when, and I had one this morning, maybe it was because, you know, I had in my mind, okay, what do you want me to be saying, God? But I awakened. And instead of doing my usual things of, you know, how do you get back to sleep, I started paying attention. You know, maybe I did what young Samuel was instructed to do by Eli back in the days when he was a young boy being trained to be a priest, you know, and remember God spoke to him, and young Eli would go to Samuel thinking it was Samuel who was calling him, and he said he would go over to Samuel, not Samuel, to Eli and say, here I am, you called me. Do you remember that story in the Old Testament? How many times did he do that before Eli finally caught on that it wasn't just a young whippersnapper out of whack? Three times. Finally, on the third time, he instructed Samuel to go back and speak, Lord, or speak, say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Paying attention in the night. This is the time of year when we especially need to be paying attention. This is a time of year, my friends, when we are bombarded with all sorts of other messages out there. Have you been paying attention to all the messages that are out there? Yesterday was kind of a down day for me, and I was watching a lot of television. And Black Friday was getting, even on Saturday, was getting a huge push, wasn't it? I mean, it was just the push out there to turn our lives out of whack is so evident at this time of year. Maybe it's because we are trying to kickstart an economy for whatever reason. Our lives can so easily get shifted and nudged and often just railroaded out of where it should be. Get off track. It's all around us. The messages of our culture are very strong. Now, some of these messages are good, but it's important to pay attention. And Advent is about paying attention. Now, speaking of disciplines and all, did those who wanted one get one of these today? We do have an Advent devotional. I'd encourage you to maybe just use this as a beginning. And then for some of us, you know, this may be it when it comes to our connecting up, and that's good. By the way, the devotionals were written by our annual conference from the moderator from this past year, Tim Harvey. He's a pastor down in Roanoke, Virginia. But make this maybe a beginning. There are all sorts of other means in these days of working to get our lives back on track. And let me just come out and just ask you, what do you do on a daily basis? Is there some discipline that you follow? I know, Gene, you kind of sent me some things your way. You get some things on email from?
The Presbyterian Church sends out about 5 Bible readings every day.
Every day. 5 Bible. That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's Old Testament, New Testament, and the Psalms, and then sometimes Proverbs. And okay. So
okay. Read that before your other emails. These actually suggestions come from the Book of Common Prayer. Other people, what do you use on a daily basis? Anyone? I know some people, you know, there's the upper room. How many people use, anyone, you use the upper room? That sort of focuses you. You know, I do get the upper room by email. And one of the things I find helpful on that is that it actually has a link that I can take and read the scripture. So often we have that scripture suggested at the top. We don't read it. And one thing I discover is that that's almost the best part. You know, these other things that people write are nice, but actually connecting up with the scripture often touches me on a deeper level. Anyone else out there? Yes. Okay, using a book called Prayers for Mothers, given to you by Gina. Okay. Others? Yes?
I have a devotional book called Jesus Calling to Join Jesus' Presence every day. It's a devotional, and it also has the five verses.
Okay. And that helps keep you centered. Yeah. Others? I want to be encouraging this. And you know, this. Yes, Linda. What? Guideposts. Yeah, my mom. Yes. My mom every year got the guidepost book. Anybody got that? You know, they would every year a book, and she'd send one to each one of us. And okay. There's that radio Bible class one I know that some people get. Any others? They're out there all over the place. Oh, yes. That's right. In the international lesson that meets in the library, there are suggestions for Bible readings for each day. Now, there's no devotional connected to that, but you are reading every day. That's the encouragement. I mean, going on, there are certain sites, internet sites out there, who, for those of you who are connected to the internet and know how to use it. One of them in particular that I use often to get different translations from and paraphrases from has... where you could get that you could sign up to get the scriptures like what Jean was suggesting from the Book of Common Prayer or from various other different plans for it or from the through the Bible in a year. Anybody do that? Anybody has anybody done that in the past through the Bible in a year? Okay. You have one on your phone. Okay. Okay, yeah, this is the app age, okay? So if you want to know about some of these apps, I'm not the one to turn to. Probably needs to be not a digital dinosaur or a digital, what's the second one? A settler, but a native, which is a young person who grew up in the digital world. Okay. The focus of today is upon watching and waiting. With that key word that we mentioned when we lit the candle being hope. Now, as I hope you gathered, watching and waiting is not simply doing nothing. You know, so often we think it's a passive response to what's happening around us. And that's not what is encouraged. As we are seeking during this time frame to turn in God's direction, to get our lives back on track, back out of whack, back up, right side up, we are pausing the way things usually are and not doing things the same old, same old. We're trying to get out of a rut that we so easily can get ourselves into. Now, I think that actually talking about New Year's resolutions is better to talk about in relation to the Christian year than it is to the new year. Because Advent is leading up to a very exciting time of year, is it not? Whereas January, I mean, you've got your New Year's celebration and then it goes to the peak and then all of a sudden, kathooey, it goes down. And, you know, that's what so often happens to all these resolutions that we make, isn't it? Has anybody ever kept their New Year's resolution? What? You don't make them. Resolutions at this time of year, you know, are aiming in hope. because we are focused upon the coming of Christ. And that's a kind of a twofold thing. It's the coming of Christ that we celebrate in Christmas, you know, what God did long ago into entering our existence in flesh and blood and walking among us and actually not just talking the talk, but walking the walk with us. But it's also, you know, looking ahead to, you know, the fact that what is not what always will be. That, you know, God's vision for humanity is so much bigger than our own. And that God has more in store for the people who seek to follow. You know, and just kind of placing ourselves in the stream of God's salvation. You know, that's what Advent is really about. And it makes sense to make resolutions, you know, that involve being down the stream as we step into the water of Advent. Because the very movement of it guides us in that direction. To do anything else is kind of swimming upstream. So it makes sense to make resolutions, at least good resolutions such as this. So I encourage you at this time of year, and be paying attention in the night when you get awoken. You know, perhaps there are things that are bothering you. And there should be things that are bothering you about the world as it is. You know, the rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer, the middle class are getting squeezed. And our economy, for instance, which is so dependent upon a middle class that has less and less. Our economy, are you wondering where it's going? There is much to be bothered as we look and look at what people are doing with their lives. And there's much to be bothered in the middle of the night. And yet that is so often when God comes to us. Because I tell you, unless your television is operating in the middle of the night, all those commercials are not there. God's calling you to a different kind of Black Friday. Okay. Back to your hymnals. Number 433. This is not in the Advent section. It's not in the Christmas section. But the tune is. Does anybody know what the tune to this song that we're going to sing is? What? It's a Welsh. Of course you would lift up that it's a Welsh song. Yes, it's a Welsh song. It's All Through the Night, but it's a song we often associate with Christmas time because it talks about children and who are sleeping and all through the night as they are anticipating Christmas. So it's that tune, All Through the Night. So let's make this an Advent song, my friends. Number 433, Go My Children. If you are able, please stand and let us sing.